This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are varying opinions about the economic seriousness of the coronavirus, as you heard from David Anila, but the facts are that something like 30 million people in China are virtually locked down. 26 people are dead, more than 800 are infected, and the virus has spread to six other countries, including the United States. Back in China, though, Marketplace's Jennifer Pak is in Shanghai. That's about 500 miles from the center of the outbreak.
It's the eve of the Lunar New Year. Many shops are closed in Shanghai, but not Qiu Jianxian's fruit stand.
This time last year, there were a lot of people walking by, but there aren't so many now. Many won't leave their homes because of coronavirus.
Many of those who are leaving their homes, like Zhou Lin Guo, are still staying in Shanghai only.
Normally, I would travel abroad or go back to my hometown in the central Henan province.
But this is the height of the New Year celebrations, when Chinese people typically make some 400 million trips over the week-long holiday. So despite the coronavirus, many have still decided to travel. Helen Jin and her family flew from northeastern China to Shanghai yesterday. They came prepared with face masks and say they'll avoid crowded places.
We planned to go to the Shanghai Disneyland park, but now we've canceled.
Actually, Shanghai Disneyland plans to close its doors Saturday, but Shanghai itself is not under lockdown. Even so, resident Edwin Yang still worries.
Our media doesn't report everything. If the virus spreads, it'll be quick because the population of Shanghai and China is dense.
That's why people like Zhang Liying are avoiding contact with friends and relatives. She left Shanghai this week to visit her parents in eastern Zhejiang province.
My father planned to gather with his brothers and sisters over the holiday. But then yesterday, we heard there was a confirmed case of the coronavirus in a village 6 miles away. So my father canceled all the dinner reservations at the restaurant.
Sit-down restaurants may be taking a hit, but not all businesses are suffering. Some pharmacies and online shops can't keep enough face masks in stock, and people still want to celebrate with restaurant meals. Food delivery man Zhao Rong says he's getting a lot of orders.
A lot of people don't want to leave their homes, so they ask us to pick up their food for them.
People's fear of contracting the virus has made him much busier than last Lunar New Year. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.